It's Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, where we provide tailor-made solutions for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies by improving their quality of life, and where we also provide tailor-made solutions to hospitals and intensive care units to save money and resources whilst providing quality care. In the last blog I shared, can you go home on CPAP or BiPAP ventilation? You can check out last week's blog by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to share 5 ways to reduce the average length of stay in intensive care for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies. Long-term mechanical ventilation in intensive care with tracheostomy has a lot of components attached to it, and the subject matter tends to be very complex. Some of it are positive and some of it are negative. The positive side of it is that lives can be saved and that long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies are able to live once their lives have been saved. However, to then stay in intensive care for long periods of time is not ideal, and long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies and their families suffer unnecessarily by staying in intensive care for way longer than necessary. In fact, average length of stay according to some ICU and pediatric ICU data in Australia can be for up to 12 to 15 months for some long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies. This is way too long and can be drastically reduced, and the average length of stay can be reduced to sometimes a few weeks or a couple of months with the right support structure and the right mindset. The cost for staying in ICU or pediatric ICU for up to 12 to 15 months is enormous and can be up to $2 million for 12 months. This has been documented and evidenced by the Australian Independent Hospital Pricing Authority. Therefore, let's look at 5 ways on how to achieve a win-win situation for all stakeholders when it comes to long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies by reducing their average length of stay. Number 1. Specialized and accredited services like intensive care at home are an extension to intensive care services and help to minimize costs by up to 50% and improve the quality of life for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies. Number 2. Discharge planning for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies needs to be commenced on the day when patients have a tracheostomy inserted to ensure that they are having the option to go home directly from intensive care. Number 3. Hospitals, intensive care units, departments of health and private health funds need to be more accountable for savings in their budget and look at solutions like intensive care at home to reduce their spending by up to 50%. DRGs A06A and A06B and DRGs for long-term ventilation with tracheostomies in ICU are DRGs A06A and A06B are the second highest ranking DRGs in terms of expenditure in Australia. Number 4. Intensive care at home is successfully copying a model of care from Germany that has been proven to work as an extension to intensive care units, and it's reducing the average length of stay and it's reducing cost to as low as 50% by delivering high quality services in a home care environment as a genuine alternative to a long-term stay in intensive care. Number 5. It also frees up much needed bed capacity in intensive care, and it enables ICUs and pediatric ICUs to admit people that are in real need of a critical care bed and are actually unwell. Again, everybody is winning. What are your thoughts? Do you think that 12 to 15 months average length of stay for some long-term ventilated adults and children in intensive care is acceptable? Leave your comments on the blog or below this video. For more information on how we can help your long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies, you can contact me on 041-094-2230 or simply email patrick@intensivecareathome.com.au. That's Patrick, just with a K at the end. We are also currently hiring enthusiastic and experienced intensive care nurses with critical care certificate for clients in Melbourne. We would also like to hear from you if you have a minimum of 2 years pediatric ICU experience, as we have opportunities there as well. For more information, check out our career section at intensivecareathome.com.au career, or contact me again. If you want to know more about how we can help you, your intensive care unit, and your patients and families, or if you are a family member who has a loved one in intensive care, long-term ventilated, please get in touch with me. We are also a TAC and Department of Veteran Affairs approved community service provider. Thank you for tuning into this week's blog. This is Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, and I see you again next week in another update.